We're joined now by Ryan Andrade here on the pregame show after seven innings last night. First time as a pro going seven innings, two earned runs, another quality start, seventh of the year. What did you feel was working last night?
I think getting ahead and getting some early contact was nice. You know, letting my defenders behind me, you know, work for me and not have to get into so many deep counts was big. And I think that kind of helped me keep my pitch count low and got me through, seven innings.
It seemed like almost every batter had an at-bat or two where they swung at the first pitch, made it out on the first pitch. Is that something that you need to adjust to, knowing that, okay, it seems like this other team's going to be a little aggressive tonight?
Absolutely. I think especially first batter of the inning, knowing that a good first pitch can result in a first pitch out or a first pitch swing and miss. I think you also got to realize, you know, when you have runners on, first pitch swinging, you maybe don't want to give them too good of a pitch. But I think just mainly getting ahead and keeping the ball over the plate so they do keep swinging and knowing that they have to, you know, look for the first pitch and be aggressive or, you know, they're going to get behind in the count.
You know, in our post-game interviews that you've done on the field, talking about your success this year, because, you know, we've had a lot of them, you always point the command. You know, the command has been the big reason why you've had a lot of success this year. What is it about throwing strikes that has improved for you this year?
I think confidence, one. I think I've kind of bought into what they want us to do here, and I think overall just, you know, buying into that process gives you more confidence to go out there every start and know that you're, you know, going to throw strikes and trust your stuff. I think, you know, I have good enough stuff where if I throw it in the zone, it's going to play, and if I don't, then I'm going to hurt myself, you know, hurt the team. So I think just kind of buying into that process and seeing how it's, you know, already over, 75 innings now, yeah. I think being able to throw strikes, and you can see what it does. The numbers say, you know, say the story. So I think just kind of buying into that process and just gaining confidence after each start doing it over and over again has just made it easy for me.
Yeah, I mean, by far the lowest walk rate of your career. Absolutely. At the highest level of your career, and I think that says something. You know, with the mental side of pitching, is there something to that with throwing strikes, knowing that, okay, in the back of your head, thinking about it, maybe this is something I've struggled with in the past. Is that something that you've had to kind of overcome?
Absolutely, especially after my freshman year, I think, at University of Rhode Island, I think just, you know, when you're not around the zone as much as you'd like to be, things start to creep in your head and you have to kind of like battle out of that. So I think, but that's part of the baseball game. I think a lot of us, everyone who's gotten here who's played college or high school baseball, has mostly had to deal with some adversity, and that's why we're here. So I think being able to find a way out of those ruts is what, you know, makes us consistent here, because we know how to get out of those ruts and we've been it before. So I think just experience is super huge in keeping a consistent season, because you can just easily battle out of those like little mental ruts, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You bring up the 75 innings number. That's a career high for you, being that you only started one season in college. Is there anything extra you're doing right now to take care of your body that maybe you weren't doing at the start of the season?
Yeah, I think actually an answer that would surprise some would just be more recovery, more off days, more giving my body a break, just because I've worked, you know, it's so hard so far this part of the season. I think, you know, the beginning of the year, everyone's juiced up. You do all this stuff every day, and I think you kind of have to, you know, find a balance of a good recovery and doing more. So I think just getting in the weight room a few more times, but also, you know, not throwing as much every day and giving my arm a rest throughout the days of the week has been helping me get to 75 and hopefully, you know, through the rest of the year.
Yeah, definitely. Now, kind of looking ahead, I think for a lot of guys, it might be easy to maybe start to look ahead of yourself and think, okay, maybe I could get called up before the end of the season. How do you keep yourself grounded?
Well, I think there's a lot of good guys around here too, so I think it's that helps with keeping yourself grounded. I think all of us are going out there and just throwing really good quality innings, and so, you know, that's a part of it. I think getting at this high level, you know, everyone's going to be doing it, but I think just that's baseball. I mean, there's a lot of things you can't control in this game, so I like to just stick to doing what I can control, and you know, what makes me good at baseball is going to, you know, be what only I can do. I don't like to look at what other people are doing, and you know, hopefully we all move up and we're all big leaguers, but at the end of the day, you know, it's got to happen one way or another. So I think just, you know, enjoying my time here at Charleston is really the only thing you can do.
Yeah, and it's easy to enjoy it when you've pitched like you have. With this pitching staff as a whole, it's been one of the best in all minor league baseball. 24 quality starts. You've got seven of them. Jose's got six. Is there kind of an extra element to that of I don't even want to say competing with your teammates, but necessarily like going out and seeing, okay, who's going to do what this week? Is there an extra gear to that, you think?
Absolutely. I think one thing I've always said is like good competition brings out the best in everybody. I think if you're playing with guys who are doing it on a consistent basis, it makes you want to do it too.
Yeah.
And I think we also have a pretty good group here. I think we all root for each other. So as much as like, you know, we're competitive and, you know, we all want to throw the perfect game or the, you know, the quality star, I think we also have a sense of just like, I want the guy next to me to be just as good as I am. So I think that helps, you know, build a team chemistry, but also helps everyone throw well. So I think just, you know, making a solid culture for the time we have here is important as well.
Yeah, definitely good vibes in the locker room right now, and especially on the pitching staff. Ryan, congrats on the great outing, and thanks for the time.
I appreciate it. Have a good one.